Hey everyone, this is Under the Covers. I'm Jake the Snake Foster, and just a heads up, today's journey through music history might take us through a few artists that might have faced tough times in their life, like maybe feeling sad or down or making choices that weren't the healthiest. It's important to remember that everyone faces challenges, even our musical heroes aren't perfect. If anything we talk about today makes you wonder or feel worried, don't hesitate to chat with someone you trust. But of course, there's still plenty of awesome music to discover, so buckle up. And now we'll get back to the music.
Hello, this is Isabel from Wisconsin, and you're listening to Under the Covers with Jake the Snake Foster.
You put your hands together for this? Do for me.
Thank you. Oh, hello!
Hello!
Call or text the Under the Covers voice mailbox at 608-572-7226.
Hello!
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Hello, it's me.
608-572-7226.
I went to church last Sunday so I could sing and pray. But something quite unusual happened on that day. The church, it started right on time, just like it does without a doubt. And everything was all just fine, except when it came time to let us out. You know, the preacher, he kept preaching. He told us, I have one more thing to say. Children, before you think of leaving, you better think about the judgment day. Now, everyone got nervous because everyone was hungry too. Everyone was wondering what was the next thing he would do. And he kept preaching. He said, now I remind you, if I may, you all better pay attention, or I might decide to preach all day. Everyone was getting so hungry. The old one started feeling ill, and the weak one started passing out. And the young ones, they could not sit still, and the preacher's voice rose high. I snuck up to the balcony and I crept into the choir. And I begged them, brothers, sisters, help me please. I said, when I give you a signal, I said, when I raise up my hands, won't you please join with me together? And praise the Lord, I have a plan. And the preacher, he kept preaching. Long is the struggle hard to fight. And I prayed, Father, please forgive me. And then I stood up and with all my might I sang to the Lord, let praises be. It's time for dinner now, let's go. We got some beans and some good cornbread. Now listen to what the preacher said. Now it's to the Lord, let praises be. It's time for dinner now, let's go. Yes, and I did give a signal. Yes, and I raised up my hand. And then join with me the choir. Said, every woman, a child, and man, I sang to the Lord, let praises be. It's time for dinner now, let's go. We got some beans and some good cornbread. Now listen to what the preacher said. Now it's to the Lord, let praises be. It's time for dinner now, let's go. The preacher, he stopped preaching. And a hush the church did fill. And then a great white dove from up above landed on the windowsill. And the dove flew down beside him. A fork appeared right in his hand. For everybody watching, the preacher ate that bird right there. And then everyone got really nervous. And preacher, he did start to glow. And as we watched on in disbelief, these were the words he spoke.
Send the mamas in the kitchen. She's been there all day. I know she's cooking something good, so let's bow our heads and pray.
Sing to the Lord, let praises be. It's time for dinner now, let's go.
Children, it is plain but true. God knows if a preacher preaches long enough, even he'll get hungry too. And he'll sing,
to the Lord, let praises be. It's time for dinner now, let's go. We got some beans and some good cornbread. Now listen to what the preacher says. Now listen to what the preacher says.
This is Jack Cook from the podcasting and radio broadcasting class at Wanakee Summer School, and you are listening to Under the Covers.
You say you're not from Texas, man, as if I couldn't tell. Well, you think you pull your boots on right and wear your hat so well. So pardon me, my laughter, as I sure do understand. Even Moses got excited when he saw the promised land. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. Texas wants you anyway. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. Texas wants you anyway. So I was born and raised in Texas, and it means so much to me. And though my girl comes from down in Georgia, we were up in Tennessee. And as we were driving down the highway, she asked me, baby, what's so great? How come you're always going on about your Lone Star State? I said, that's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. Texas wants you anyway. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. Texas wants you anyway. All the road, it looks so lovely. She stood there on the side, and she grew small in my mirror as I watched her wave goodbye. Those boys from Carolina, they show enough good sense, but when they came on down to Texas, we all showed enough respect. Now David's on the radio, and old Champ still on the guitar. That's right, you're not from Texas. Texas wants you anyway. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. Texas wants you anyway.
Born on the 1st of November 1957, Lyle Lovett, the country singer, married actress Julia Roberts and supported Dire Straits in their 1990 world tour. We heard a couple from Lyle Lovett Church, and then we also heard the song That's Right from his album Road to Ensenada. All right, we next are going to hear from Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. We're going to hear Carnival Number 9, Second Impression. We're going to hear most of it anyway. We're hearing that because it would have been Keith Emerson's 80th birthday, born in 1944 on the 2nd of November. And that's why we're going to hear this one from Emerson, Lake, and Palmer right now and Under the Covers.
Thank you.
or text the Under the Covers voice mailbox at 608-572-7226.
When I was a little bitty baby, my mama would rock me in the cradle in them old cotton field back home. It was down in Louisiana, just about a mile from Texarkana, in them old
This is Jaden Folds from Florida, and you are listening to Under the Covers with Jake the Snake Foster.
Just about supper time. Over by the corner. Esto es Mauricio de Nicaragua y tú estás escuchando Jake el Snake Foster.
All right, thanks for listening, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show today. We heard a couple from CCR. We heard from the album Willie and the Poor Boys. We heard Cotton Fields as well as Down on the Corner. We heard that because, in wrapping up the show, November 2nd in 1969, CCR released Willie and the Poor Boys, the third studio album that the band released in this year. The album features the songs Down on the Corner, from which the album got its name, and Fortunate Son, which was a well-known protest song, and their version of the Lead Belly song, Cotton Fields, which we also heard, as I just mentioned. All right, thanks for listening, everybody, and we'll be back with a whole nother show next week again, finishing up this set of shows that I pre-recorded for a while because of the school year starting and having a bunch of weddings I'm DJing, so hopefully you have enjoyed the set of music, and we'll be doing our tribute to Kris Kristofferson coming up in the next few weeks, as well as our Last Waltz show as well, featuring the music from the Last Waltz that we did last year if you were listening to the show. So the High Noon Saloon always does their tribute to the Last Waltz, and a bunch of local musicians cover, and so we're going to put something together just like we did last year. So looking forward to that. All right, thanks for listening, everybody. Have a fantastic rest of your week. We'll talk to you later. This has been Under the Covers. I'm Jake the Snake Foster.